Key Brian Hayes has proven to be worth the wait. Missed a couple of months with that hand injury. He's come back from that, and in 11 games so far this year, he's hit over 300 for the Pirates with a few home runs. He's in D.C. with the Bucks, who are getting ready to start a series with the Nationals tonight on 93.7 The Fan, and he is nice enough to join us right now, the first time we've had him on the station. Key Brian, Andrew Filippone, and Chris Mueller back in Pittsburgh. How are you?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
Well, pretty good. Now, how many brothers and sisters do you have, Key Brian?
I have just two older brothers.
Two older brothers. Now, who's the one on social media that's such a good time? Who's the guy on Twitter that's always talking you up and busting our chops about the way you're playing? Which one's that?
That's my oldest brother, Charles Hayes Jr.
Charles Hayes Jr. I like Charles Hayes Jr. He's a bit of a personality, isn't he?
Yeah, he's always on the social media stuff with his downtime.
Is he giving you a big chop busting after, like, is he keeping you honest if you have a big game? Is he the kind of older brother who's saying, hey, I did see that you goofed up this a little bit, or you took a bad swing here? What's it like? What is the dynamic like between you and your brothers?
No, he doesn't really give me a hard time about anything. He's just there showing his support and just having fun with the social media stuff.
Now, were they the older brothers? Were they beating you up? Were they, like, giving you shots to the arm here? Did you have to defend yourself at a young age, or was this, like, a friendly house for you?
I mean, our whole family's super competitive, so, they didn't really take it easy on me. Most of the time, I played up, and my other brother, Tyree, he pitched in the minor league, so we had a batting cage in the backyard, so he would throw to me all the time. And
high and tight, if you hit one too hard off of him? Was he brushing you off there in the backyard?
Yeah, he used to actually hit me, like, on purpose and stuff, just so I could get used to getting hit and stuff. That way I wouldn't be afraid of the ball, like, growing up.
Was that father approved?
just making sure I was tough and getting ready, because, I mean, a lot of times I played up.
Yeah.
So, just getting me ready for that type of stuff and just being competitive.
Because our producer tweets a lot about the Pirates, and he said that anytime he tweets something out, your brother gets either on your case. Sometimes he'll back you up, right, Craig?
Yeah, he either praises what he's doing, or, not to bring up the home run, but he said he was going to give you a real hard time about that one after. He said it'd be all light after that moment.
Yeah.
Key Brian, tell us about your first 35 games in the big league so far. What do you think of it? What are your thoughts?
It's been real fun. Last year, with the pandemic or whatever, there was no fans, because that was a little bit of a bummer. But this year, getting back in the park, after getting injured, my first games back for the whole week were in front of the home crowd, so that was pretty special. And just being able to be up here and playing and getting to meet guys that I've watch play on TV for years and stuff like that, it's been real fun. So
you got a lot. Got a lot done in your rookie season statistically, and you mentioned, you know, having to rehab this year. You've gotten kind of the full experience. Does it still feel new to you? Because just having watched you and the way you carry yourself out there, it feels like you've been around for a while. But how does it actually feel to you? Still kind of a novel thing? I'm in the big leagues, or do you feel like more of a veteran now with some of the experiences you've already had?
It still feels a little new. I haven't played in a lot of the parts that I've played in this year, so just being able to get to play in different cities and kind of visit those cities before I go to the field. And this year was my first year playing in front of fans at this level, so it's still been pretty new for me.
Key Brian Hayes, our guest here. Sorry, what was that? Didn't mean to cut
off.
No,
and then I was just going to say, I'm getting to face guys that I didn't get a chance to face last year. So,
yeah. That's interesting. There's a lot of discussion about that right now with the pitchers, right, Key Brian? What's going on with that?
Yeah. There's like a on the pitching side, there's been like a thing of using, I'm not sure what it's called, I think spider tack,
yeah.
Spider tack or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't really have a a side in it. Mm-hmm. I just try to go out there and not even think about that type of stuff because that's just going to take away from what I'm trying to get done. So I haven't really even really put too much thought into it.
Well, you've been getting it done at the plate pretty well. It's not often that you can go like a couple of games in a row getting a hit in each one of them and have your average drop a little bit, but that's how well you've been hitting it this year in that those 11 games. What do you attribute your success so far at the plate in the major leagues to? Like, you've lit it up, man. Like, what's I guess, been, I don't want to say easy about it, but helped you succeed so much in these first 35 games offensively?
Just up here, I feel like you get the most information as far as on the opposing pitchers, and I feel like a lot of the guys here, they have a little more control, so I just try to be aggressive early in the count because the guys up here, I feel like, throw a lot more strikes, and just try to get the ball out over the plate and up in the zone to drive it.
It sounds like you prefer that to the pitchers in the lower levels of baseball. Is how I'm hearing that, Key Brian.
What'd you say?
It just sounds like you're saying they throw more strikes and there's more command, and you also have more information, which is to say maybe you don't have that when you're going through single A and double A and that those levels of baseball. Is how I hear
that. Yeah, definitely. I feel like guys up here, especially guys that have established themselves, they kind of go with what works for them. So if you can build a plan going into the day of what they're wanting to do, and then figuring out what you want to do against them, and then trying to stick with that plan, and then if he's pitching a certain way, you got to make the adjustment, pitch to pitch or bat to bat.
Key Brian, I remember we talked to your dad last year when you were making your debut, and it was cool to hear just such an obvious proud parent. Like, he would have talked to us for a couple hours. I think he was so excited.
Into it.
Yeah, he was super into the fact that you were making your debut. Can you talk about your relationship with him? You know, you're a major leaguer. He was a major leaguer, and how much you've leaned on him since you got called up, and what that's been like, father and son.
Just growing up, him and my older brother, by them playing at the professional level, they've always made me do things the right way as far as throwing, fielding, hitting, just all that stuff from a very young age. Because, I mean, you can get away with that stuff at such a young age, but they were always thinking of in the future of how it's going to need to be done to be at that high level. So just once I finally stopped being a knucklehead and bought into that whenever I was 8, 9, 10 years old, it's just been successful for me.
Your dad told us a story, I don't know if it was from the knucklehead years, that you had a winning hit on a Sunday in a tournament, and you came into the car with him, and he's like, why you have such a sad face? And you said, it's because Chick-fil-A's not open today. Do you remember that?
Yeah. When I was younger, I always wanted to do baseball stuff, and sometimes I would go 3 for 4 in a game, and I'd still, like in a tournament on the weekend, and I'd still want to go. Because we have a baseball academy in Houston, and I would want to go hit after the game just because something didn't feel right. So, to a fault, I was a little bit of a too big of a perfectionist whenever I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way I was and how I like to do stuff. So,
when did the third base? Obviously, your dad played there, but when did third base become your position?
He moved me there around, because I always played on his teams growing up for the most part. So he moved me there around 13, 14, right before I went to high school.
We might have lost him.
Yeah. I was ready for this part. I had a follow-up ready to this already.
Of course you did, because you're very professional and well-prepared.
That feels a little patronizing right now. Feels a little tough.
We got him back.
Okay.
Key Brian, you there?
Yeah. I'm
you there. Said you moved there at 14, third base.
Yeah. Before then, I pretty much played all over, short, second, little third, center, right.
Wait, he threw you in right field? That's usually in my little league. That was where they would like hide guys.
Not down in Houston. There's probably ten major leaguers on every team.
I thought there was no way you were going to say right field in this. I thought short. I thought second. I thought center.
Maybe a little bit too.
Yeah, but I did not expect to hear right field there.
Yeah, I played everywhere. I think my 12, 13 year, I played a lot of right. Just because, I mean, you know, like a lot of teams, everyone wants to play infield, shortstop,
sure,
all that stuff. So, I mean, my dad wasn't too worried about it. He stuck me out there. Some games I'd DH or be the extra hitter or whatever, and I would get my ground balls and stuff, like at practice or throughout the week at his baseball facility. So, I mean, he wasn't really too worried about it. So
what do you
really at that age? All I really wanted to do was hit, so I didn't care.
Okay.
Well, the glove is so sweet, and you make it look honestly so easy right now at third base, Ke'Bryan. Like, when did you? Have you always been comfortable fielding? You said you wanted to hit, but you do make it look easy. You make it look really smooth. When did you realize that you were kind of on a different level than a lot of people maybe your age as far as playing defense?
I don't know an exact age, but just like from my very first baseball team, travel ball team, the Texas Americans, back when I was like 4 or 5 years old.
Yep.
I mean, they had us doing like super advanced stuff as far as like just like thought process wise. I mean, at practice we wore Superman shirts and we'd have to throw, when we play catch, we aim for the Superman logo. So just little stuff like that over the years, and then little stuff that my older brother that pitched, because actually, he was the best athlete of all of us in the family. He was a little hard-headed with the hitting, but he was by far better than me and my dad combined when it came to infield. So,
wow.
Just listening to him, watching him. I mean, I used to bat boy for his teams whenever he played, so I was always watching him. And we had, like, a wall at our house. Like our house was brick, and like the side of like where the garage was, there was pavement and a wall, and we would be out there for hours, like throwing the ball off the wall and fielding it.
So you guys weren't a video game house. You weren't sitting inside playing PlayStation. No,
they're just in the. He's just in the video games now. Yeah, it wasn't playing the games.
I mean, we played, but for the most part, we were outside all day. I mean, we had like a basketball court, a cage.
Nice.
A pool and stuff like that. So we'd be outside all day, hitting in the cage, shooting basketball, just competing and stuff like that. And then we'd jump in the pool for a little bit, get
Sweet.
Out, and then eat dinner, and then repeat the next day. So
that brick wall had to take a lot of abuse, Ke'Bryan. Like, I'm thinking about what this brick wall that you were throwing the ball against and fielding off of, that thing had to be replaced a couple times. Some mortar falling out of that bad boy, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, eventually, we had to stop because there was, like, windows near there, and we probably broke those windows 4, 5, 6 times. So then my mom eventually made us stop.
Who was the guy that, when your dad was in the big leagues, that when you tag along and you'd be around him, who was the big leaguer your dad played with that you liked the most, Ke'Bryan, that you had the best relationship with? Was there anybody?
I don't really remember anything, because I was too young. I was like 4 when he retired. So
I didn't know that.
Remember.
Wow, okay.
I don't remember going in a clubhouse one time.
Wow, okay, interesting.
Speaking of, you said you haven't played in many stadiums. Speaking of, and if you don't remember your dad's career real well, is there a place you haven't played in, like one of those cathedrals of baseball that you can't wait to get to as a player now that you're going to be pinching yourself when you get there?
Probably... Let's see.
You cross Wrigley off the list. I know that, obviously.
Yeah, I played at Wrigley. I played at Fenway for, like, a travel ball thing.
Cool.
Probably New York.
That's where your dad won a World Series. Does he still have the ball that he caught for the last out in 96? Where's that, Ke'Bryan? You ever play catch with that one and throw it against that brick wall?
He had it in the movie theater room at our old house.
That is a baller move right there. That's a major flex.
I was going to say, I would be worried if I were in your dad's shoes making that catch, like somebody's going to try to rip that ball out of the glove.
I thought the same thing. That's why I wasn't sure he
I
had
would
it.
Be jogging into the clubhouse and making sure that thing was under lock and key from moment
you
gotta
one. You got to get that authenticated. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, he ended up getting it authenticated.
Have to. Hey, Key Brian, we just wanted to get to know you a little bit more. This has been fun, and we look forward to doing it again. All right, man?
All righty. Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Key Brian Hayes.
Man, that sounds like a fun way to grow up, right? Outside all
day. Well, his dad had big leaguer money.
I know. Little dip in the pool, right back at it, little dinner in there.
I want to know more about, so his brother tweets you all the time, Craig?
Oh, there was some chop busting on the missed base there.
Yeah, his brother followed me on Twitter like as soon as he got called up and I tweeted like one thing about him.
Yep.
I think he follows a lot of the writers. But I tweeted something out like, I think this is going to be like a teachable moment, missing first base. It'll be great for him.
Yep.
And his brother's like, yeah, except we're going to bust his, you know what?
Stones.
After,
balls,
after this
chops.
Game tonight. And then it'll be all fine after that. And I'm assuming they did.
But he'll also rip the Pirates, I've noticed. He'll send some tweets.
Oh, there's a good bit of that.
He doesn't pull.
I believe Key Brian said he
pulls
fewer
punches than me.
He was a bit hard-headed at the plate. I think he's willing to be a bit hard-headed in other respects too.
No, that was fun. That was good. No, I'm not gonna. You know what? I'll tell you what that guy doesn't deserve. I don't need him to come on our show, and I'm not gonna interrogate him on the sins of his other teammates. You know what I mean?
He's played 35 games. He's the bright spot.
Right.
He's the man.
I'm not going to get on his case for a two-error play last night. That's not his fault. If he came on with us the day after he missed first base, we would have asked him about it.
I feel like he would have taken that in stride.
The team's played like crap. They've lost 7 in a row.
Correct.
I want a nice conversation with the guy. I'm not going to ask him to explain, you know, the situation with the payroll and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? It's interesting when you do interviews like that sometimes. What people expect and what people
want
out of
it. Well, hold on. Let me tell you something. Let me make something very clear. People might expect one thing, but it's the people who want what you're talking about, people who want something out of it, would never in a billion years have the stones to ask any of those questions.
But I'm saying that you're not going to get the answers you want in a situation like that. What is he going to do? Crap on his employer?
Are you getting mentions right now that are provoking this from you?
A few of them. He's played 35 games. It's not his place yet to be a spokesperson for the organization. If he's a veteran player and he comes on with us and the team is in a bad spot, then at that point, I think he's comfortable and he's ready to talk about those things. He's a baseball greenhorn at this point.
It is hard to fathom that he's only played a month's worth of games, essentially.
Because we talked about him for a while, because we were waiting for him to get called up last year.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of getting to with him when I asked him, do you feel more like a veteran? Because as an observer of Key Brian Hayes, it already feels like he's run the gamut in 35 games.
Well, his old man told us last year that he was starting to get impatient about not getting called up because he thought the bat was ready.
He sounds like, for being, the youngest child of three boys?
Yep.
He sounds very even-keeled.
Absolutely. He's a metronome.
You get picked on constantly when you have two older brothers, you would think, and it doesn't sound like they were making it easy on him. He sounds remarkably chill.
Everyone I know who's been around him says that. He doesn't have a huge... He's not like McCutcheon where there's this effervescent personality.
He's just chill.
Again,
He loves Chipotle, apparently, judging by his Twitter feed.
But you know what? Maybe more of that will come out of him once he gets accustomed to playing in the majors and has success.
I mean, if we can ever, get a guy like him to come in the studio, that's when they see our personalities, these guys.
And that's when they never come back.
And then they're just effervescent about everything because they just can't help it. It's the Pony and Mueller mystique.
That was cool. I want to thank the Pirates for hooking us up with him.
For sure, man.